Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
There's something inside of me that says, man, this guy is all about execution. He might notice a lot of things about, right, what people can do to make money, but also about what's going on in the world. Is there something on your mind in regards to maybe some of the inefficiency or the improvements that we could make in the world or in this country and, you know, everything that's going on today?
You know, that is such a deep question. Oh boy, where do I even go with this?
Wherever you want. Know,
look, as I mentioned earlier, I don't consider myself to be the sharpest tool in the shed. And sometimes I wish, you know, I'm going to make a few different points and hopefully connect them into an answer here for you. So I'm going to ask you to indulge me for a moment. You know, you mentioned this society where energy is free and we may not need money. I'm a big Star Trek fan, and there is one episode, I forget in which series now, where, you know, they sort of, they rescue a ship that's been stranded in space, and people were in hibernation, right?
Right, cryo sleep or whatever
it is. Yeah, in cryo sleep, and they wake them up like, you know, a few hundred years later than they were supposed to wake up, and there's one guy that's like, you know, when he got himself frozen, he was extremely rich, in like 20th century, 21st century society. And he gets defrosted. And now he's thinking, how do I get a hold of my lawyers and my bankers? Because I've got to like check on my fortune, right? It's probably even more fortune now. And he's told, look, in our society, money no longer exists. It's like we're all provided. And there is hierarchy, but we're all provided. There's money does not exist. And I love, you know, and certainly they did not go deeper into this concept. How does it actually function? But I love the idea. I love the idea of, you know, not judging another person based on, you know, where they live, what they drive, and how they dress. And, you know, lack of money is not a problem in today's society. There is no shortage of money. There is shortage of money-making ideas in action. So, again, most people don't deploy what they know, and therefore, you know, they go like, well, this is, you know, I'm miserable, and it's government's fault, and it's someone else's fault. It's like, no, it's your own fault. For most people in a civilized free society, they have a complete choice to making a difference in their life. They just don't do it because it's difficult, it's hard, it takes time, whatever. Second thing, you know, a mentor of mine, one of my mentors is Jay Abraham. And for people in marketing and business, you probably recognize the name. He's an old timer now. And by the way, don't confuse old timer with irrelevant.
Sure.
And he's been one of those remote mentors, meaning I never actually worked with him one-on-one, but I've consumed his information, read his book, bought his courses, thousands of dollars worth of materials. And then I had an opportunity to sit at a table with him a few years back because, you know, I donated to a good cause. I invested in building schools in Africa, and that gave me access to this exclusive mastermind of sharp, bright, you know, bright minds. And we're sitting together and, you know, there's maybe 10 of us at the table, and we go in circles, and everybody's griping and groaning and moaning and about how bad email marketing became and how nobody's opening our emails and people aren't clicking. And everybody goes like, well, what's the latest trick? What are you doing to get people, you know, what are you doing to fool people into clicking your email? And we finally get to Jay, and we kind of look at us like, well, you're this brilliant marketing guy. So what do you think? And he looks at us. And I got to tell you, when he said what he said, some people broke in tears because he said, look, I think you've all forgotten why you got into this business. You've gotten into this business because you wanted to make a difference. And now you're tricking people. And the solution to your problem is not the latest trick. The solution to your problem is love your people more. And fast forward a few years, I've been very fortunate. About a month or two ago, I got invited to speak at an event as a keynote. And what do you know? Right next to me is Jay Abraham speaking as the next keynote. I'm wow. Like, man. And it's just an amazing story. But then, you know, again, he is teaching his session, and he was asked to kind of teach on a specific subject. And once again, he delivers the same message. He says, look, here's the Alpha and Omega. Omega, here's the solution to your problems. You know, love your audience more. And man, it reminded me, because my entire business is structured on the principle of people first. Look, I love money. I love making a lot of it. I think it helps to solve a lot of problems. I can't help anybody if I have no money. Solving the world's problems is very expensive, right? I can't go and build a school in Africa if I've got no cash in my pocket. It's just that simple. I can't prevent little girls from being raped if I've got no money to go in and invest. It's just that simple, right? I've got to have the cash, but it's all about making a difference in people's lives. And that brings me to the last point. I was fortunate again to meet somebody very impressive. You probably know who Les Brown is.
I've heard the name.
Les Brown is kind of a Hall of Famer speaker, an incredible guy. And I've heard him speak for the first time when I was starting this business 17 years ago. And here I am, at the friend's house, we're having a private dinner and just connecting with this gentleman, just an incredible guy. He's so inspirational to so many people. But, you know, as I'm listening to his message and what he's all about, I'm realizing more and more. And we're talking about kind of what you ask, you know, what's the solution? What do we see? How do we fix the economy? In today's world, we've got so much animosity going on. People are fighting each other. They're killing each other. They're rich going richer, poor going poorer. And what is the solution? And economically, Nicholas, I can't tell you. I'm not sharp enough to figure it out. You know, the level of debt and obligation financially that people are having is just astronomical, right? It really takes more of a long view strategy to fix all of those that I don't think our society is prepared for the sacrifices that it takes. But I think the ultimate solution, you know, like in the last election cycle, I couldn't even go on Facebook because there was so much hatred.
Right.
No one was offering any tangible solution.
Right.
If you had an opinion that was different than someone else's, you were immediately ostracized. And there were just those clubs of haters. Like, we hate those people and we hate those people. I'm like, you know, if you just stop for a moment and said, look, I know you've got a different opinion, but fundamentally, I love you. You're a person, you're a human being. All you probably want to do in your life is be a little bit better off and be loved and be understood. That's probably all you really ultimately want. And, you know, because some things aren't going your way, you're now hating the world. Like, why? How is that getting you forward? How is it solving any problem? How is it helping anybody? So that's kind of my long-winded answer of, you know, different little vignettes from my life and how they came to the point where, to me, ultimately, it's about making a difference in another human being's life. And in order to do that, I've got to love everybody. And it's not like, I love you, I want to go to bed with you. You know, it's like, I love you because at the end of the day, you're just a human being just like me. You want to be fed, you want to be clothed, you want to be loved, and you want to feel secure. And that's, you know, you go about your entire life trying to satisfy those needs. And sometimes we get so frustrated and so myopic that we believe the world is against us and we get on this seek and destroy mission that if something doesn't go our way, we immediately think, oh my God, we got to kill that thing because it's preventing us from, you know, being loved, being fed, being secure. No, it doesn't prevent us. It's just, we didn't quite figure out how our missions align. That's all. And if we just take the moment to, you know, relate to this other being and go like, hey, you're probably on the same mission, but right now we seem to collide. What if we align? Wouldn't that be kind of cool? So I think the answer is really just, you know, seek to understand and seek to love the other people.
Well, that is a beautiful answer. Specifically, you know, I've said it before, understanding is love. And the first episode or video I ever did for our website, believe.love, our company name is Love! Exclamation mark. And it's not a perfect, it's not about being perfect. It's because I want to be less and less of a jackass, actually. I mean, that's the real reason I started this. If I can, you know, I think I'm achieving that. I don't know. Depends who you ask, I guess. But the first video I did was sending love to both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, where I actually clearly had a specific opinion. It doesn't even matter necessarily what I thought what my opinion was. I wanted both. And actually then we could send love, even if we think that I mentioned the Rothschilds in this episode, even if I think that there's some monkey business going on and they're, I still want to forgive and send love to them, even if I think they're responsible for it. And I like what the reason we have the category Money and Business, because I love Gaia.com. It's sort of a spiritual media network. And The reason we have the money and business category is because I'm also living in reality right now. We see ourselves as a bridge. So having a great guy on like Adam, you know, everybody has to pay for things currently. That's the reality of it. And it's okay, especially when you're taking Adam and Jay Abraham's position to basically love your customers more instead of trying to trick them. I was on an interview somewhere and they asked me the toughest thing. I created a supplement line, tried to sell it online, and there was all these acai ads with fake pictures and Oprah and all this crap. And I couldn't make it convert like the others. I refused to run the landing pages that were fake. So I spent a year and then I had all these products in some fulfillment center and I had sold it all for a loss. It was, you know, but I learned a lot, but it sucked. You know, I thought at the time, I mean, maybe it helped eventually, but I really love what you said here, Adam.